Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I mean, I think you're just trying to start beef, Solana.
Solana starts some beef with me. I'm going to come to that studio after a while.
Jimmy, is this you choosing the music, or is this Solana working a bit?
Solana?
You're a coward, man.
Jimmy don't want no smoke.
He is such a coward. I'm going to tell a story. I can tell it here about cowardice and the opposite of it from one Alejandro Solana. So we were at, we have the 305 alarm coming up here. I'll tell the story here in a second.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And an unpopular opinion, those Masters jackets are ugly as hell.
Oh, you go to hell, Jimmy. You go to hell. People hating on the pimento cheese sandwich. Now you're hating on the Masters green jacket. Everybody can go to hell.
Yeah, kind of ugly.
Stop it.
That's a bad take. A
couple
there,
things.
Jimmy.
Have happened during the, I'm going to tell the story here in a second, during the commercial break. The Florida Panthers sent out an email. Florida Panthers and general manager Bill Zito agree to a multi-year extension. Bill Zito has been promoted to president of hockey operations. Well, Bill Zito done a very good job as Panthers GM, and he gets extended and a better title.
This roster is well put together.
One of the best, if not the best, in hockey. Craig Mish tweets out, as do many people who cover the Marlins, Max Meyer has been optioned. Innings, development, etc. For him, it stinks. For the current team, it really stinks. Given where this is headed, honestly, probably doesn't matter. Max Meyer is the bright spot in the Marlins' rotation. You remember, I think it was last year, he was their first draft pick, and he came out and he was doing all right. And does he have two wins? Does he have their only two wins this year?
Two of their three wins have been Max Meyer, and I believe he's only pitched 17 innings total.
17 innings, and they are sending him to the minors because, figure it out, they don't want you to have any whoppers.
I don't think that's the angle.
I'm pretty sure that is Burger King on the phone going, yeah, we want you to option Max Myers. We went a little too overboard with this promotion, and
we need to pull back.
Anyway, we're at Funky Buddha Tap Room on Saturday. We had the Funky Ones event, and it was great. Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha. If you go to the 560 WQAM Instagram page, you'll see some video. Ryan and Casey did the Funky Ones, which was the hot one. So Crowder and I were on stage with them, and we asked them questions while they were eating these progressively hotter and hotter chicken wings. The first wing, if I remember correctly, was like 16,000 Scoville heat units.
Yes.
And the last one, the seventh wing on the flight, was TBA a million. Like it was ugly. Ridiculously hot.
Yes.
And Ryan and KC, to their credit, powered through. They each did all seven wings. They cleared each bone of the meat. They were sweating. At one point, Ryan's right eye, left eye started to close up. But it was an impressive. It was an impressive performance. The place was packed. Thank you to everyone who came out to Funky Buddha on Saturday. It was really fun. Like, we had a great afternoon. We stayed all night.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So Lana did the flight of wings. Didn't have to. Just chose to do it. Just play along at his seat. Did the entire flight of seven wings. Jimmy, like a coward, did nothing. Got a burger, fries, didn't offer it to anybody. Like, hey, everybody was like, oh, you want a bite of this? You want to try this? The Yucatan's here. I had crab. What was it, like crab hush puppies?
Those were delicious.
Those were everybody's share. Jimmy just huddled over this burger, probably cut it in half, didn't share it, didn't offer anybody a fry. You didn't even eat the fries. I was watching you. Jimmy, you left all the fries.
I ate some of the fries. I just didn't want.
You left all the fries, and you didn't offer anybody one damn fry.
Jimmy, you been to prison? He hunkers over.
Hunkered over his food.
You took a fry, Hawk.
It was to make a point.
It was a lady trying to holler at Jimmy, and she asked me about him. She was like, "He's standoffish, isn't he?" I said, "Well, yeah, go talk."
Yeah, you gotta get through this brick wall of emotion. I don't know how to. We haven't been able to penetrate it yet.
I'm gonna put you on, Jimmy.
Thanks,
so Solana does the flight of hot wings, and I didn't think you're a big spices guy, Solana.
Why not?
I don't know. You don't strike me as the kind of guy who would eat spicy, spicy foods.
You look weak.
I'm a man. Here's the thing. You know, Jim DeJoseph, your friend, is sitting across from me, and he orders the flight. And he's like, yeah.
And that's nothing for him, by the way. That's like eating a plate of grapes
right.
for Jim.
And he's like, yeah, I love spicy foods. I'm going to do this. And I kind of felt like Jim was trying me a little, you know, mm-hmm. where he's, mm-hmm. we're friendly, but it almost felt like I'm more of a man than you, Solana.
Right. I'm getting like, he wasn't even considering the fact that you might get the flight as well. He was just like, hey, I'm getting them and watch what I do.
Right. So I said, okay. All right. Tough guy. All right. Watch this. I'll do the flight. I'll do it with you. No problem. And I did it.
And I'll tell you, to Solana's credit, man, he powered through. I didn't think at one point that he was making, because on the fourth or fifth wing, no joke, because we're up on the stage, I look over at him. His head is in his hands, mm-hmm. you know, like tornado drill. like something hit him at some point during that where I didn't think he was going to be able to continue on.
So the fifth one, the first four, like once you got to three and then four, they're spicy, but it's fine. I would be able to eat, you know, 12 wings of the third and fourth one. It would have been fine.
Fifth one was the bomb.
The fifth one was the bomb. Yeah. And I tried to cheat because some of the wings were drumsticks. Some of them were flats. So with the flats, I could literally take out the bones before putting it in my mouth and almost flip the chicken inside out. So you're eating the chicken and the skin and just swallowing it.
And you're almost not getting it on your lips,
right.
too, which is one of the biggest problems when you have to, like, clear it
right.
and you're using your lips.
I tried to do that with the bomb, and I thought I was clear when I swallowed the entire wing whole. And then about 17 to 18 seconds later, brother, there's no cheating the spice. Like, it just it hits. And I was struggling, brother. I was struggling.
I didn't think he was going to make it at that one moment. And then he rallied, though. Because for wing six and seven, like, he was there. Like, he didn't tap out. He rallied.
Listen, seven should not be in human bodies. Seven was diesel gasoline. It was the craziest thing I've ever had and have ever tasted in my life.
Crowder dabbed his finger, literally dabbed his finger in the sauce, put it on his tongue, and then tried to get me to do it. He kept saying, Hawk, I just did it. Try to do it. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, good choice by you. He goes, my throat, just from a tiny dab on my tongue,
dab.
My throat is on fire.
Mm-hmm. And then I went on to have my wife, both my young kids, and everybody there do the same thing I did, and they were all pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
I give you credit, Solana. You did not have to do that. You powered through. There was a little speed bump, and you got over it. And, it was an impressive performance by you.
I owe my life, though, to the waitress. She was very kind, and I wish I had gotten her name, the waitress at Funky Buddha, because after I took the seventh wing down, and at that point, your mouth is numb. So I just threw it, ate it quickly, cleaned everything off, all the gristles off, and now I'm just sitting there sweating. I'm crying, and she looked at me. She said, "You need some milk." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I need some milk right now. Bring me a leche immediately." And she came right over, brought me a milk, and it had it not been for that milk, I probably would have been wheeled out of there in an ambulance.
Yeah, we had milk on stage for Ryan and Casey. Yeah. We had glasses of milk for them and milk in a baby bottle. And, you know, it was like cute at the beginning. Like, they're, okay, yeah, I'm going to squirt this out of the baby bottle into my mouth. But then as they got further into it, it was like anything that had milk in it, and it however they're delivering it, they would have sucked it right out of the udder of a cow if that's the way it up there.
But big shout out to you, Jim, Ryan, KC, because, yeah, man, that was ridiculous. You know what to expect. It's called the damn Funky Ones, hot sauce hots.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I was not even going to attempt, and I didn't, and I was thrilled, although this pimento cheese sandwich in the last segment has had some sort of effect on me. But, yeah, I know Solana did not come there with the intention of doing that.
At all. And I was not going to attempt it. I watch the show religiously. I love the Hot Ones. Like, I think it's such a genius show. I have no intentions ever of putting my body through harm.
Not coming out of people's noses. Like, it's just like these are physical reactions that you can't help because that's how hot it is.
And, you know, full disclosure, we all know I have bad gums. So I feel like my mouth is even more sensitive to things like that, where it just seeps into crevices that it shouldn't be seeping into.
AC had a canker sore on Saturday. Had a legit canker sore.
When a food shouldn't change your personality. Because, like, KC and Ryan are the nicest dudes in the world. But, like, afterwards, did you notice how how snappy they were? Hey, man, you got to find them for good. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Bro,
good.
It really was
funny. Their personalities changed.
It disorients you, though. Like, you're disoriented when you're eating.
Yeah, we were asking them a question once up there, and Ryan started answering in tongues. I'm not even joking. I didn't, like, he thought he was talking normal, but he wasn't making any sense. Anyway, props to you, Solana.
What's your hobbies? I golf. What'd you say, Casey? I golf. I like to golf. I golf.
Once again, I prove I'm the toughest person on this show. Despite all the flack I get, I am without question the toughest person on this show.
I'll give it to you on Saturday. Right. I will definitely give it to you on Saturday, man.
How long you been in knee rehab?
Had therapy this morning.
I have a feeling he got a couple shots of Novocaine before he came. He didn't know what was going on.
Know what was happening.
Let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour with the very tough and fearless Alejandro Solana.
Many people say Solana's got that dog in him.
Solana has a dog. Right?
Something like that. Something along those lines. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. By the way, not doing the challenge, the smart move, because I won't get into any details, but let's just say the worst part comes later. And having to wake up the next day for a 1 p.m. heat game, again, let's just say, that was not a wise decision.
Right.
On
that
my
was the
part.
Second heat game of your day. First one was at your toilet.
Hawk said it. Hawk asked everybody, do y'all have a bidets?
Because I said shoot the milk right out of the bidet.
You're going to need something later on.
You guys have bidets at your house?
We have one at the new place that we're moving into, and I had one at our old house. I've never used it. I've never had an Arby's roast beef sandwich, and I've never used the bidet.
I have one, but Chaz just plays in the water, which is, I think is kind of nasty.
Yeah, I don't think that's good parenting.
Bro, bidets might be the most slept on invention in the United States. Like, people
don't use
them. You
have the separate unit, right? You don't have just the little thing that's built into the toilet.
Well, no, right. So I don't have it at my house, but growing up.
You have to move from one toilet to the bidet.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You do your business, and then you get up and you move to
a lot
the
of
bidet.
Moving.
Like a foot.
Yeah, it's enough already. It's
not on the other side of the house.
Yeah. But in Uruguay, all the houses have bidets. People, it's common. People use the bidet. It's my favorite part about traveling to South America. I get to squirt some water on my butt. I mean, it's delightful.
Interesting.
It is a lot bigger overseas, though, than here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's because of the paper and the sewer system and how easy it is to clog up a system with all that paper. And I think the bidet rids the sewers of that.
Hmm. But you still got to, it's less paper. You still
pat
gotta,
dry.
Yeah, you got to pat dry a little bit, yeah. It's disgusting.
Really disgusting. And if I tell you the text that I got from Ryan on Sunday morning to describe what happened to him, we would not have an FCC license. If I tell you the graphic text that I received from him, you're muted, Crowder.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Florida Panthers do play tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the playoffs, man, with the Panthers, because they're ending the season on an uptick. They won 3-2. Nice win versus the Buffalo Sabres. Somebody asked, did he call them the Sabres? Yes, the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah.
Sabre. Everybody knows that.
Learn the show, man.
Our friend Jimmy the Donk has made Drake merchandise, and Drake is now selling Drake powder.
Jimmy, don't do that, Jimmy the Donk. We've been friends for a long time.
So if you go on the Drake merch site, there is a Drake powder. It's meat and veggie powder. Drake looks good. I may have to get me some of that.
Hell with Drake.
So the Miami Heat, of course, will play the Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday, 7 p.m., play-in tournament game. That is the fate for the Heat. You guys want to run through the seedings of the Eastern or of the NBA playoffs, the final seedings here really quickly?
Sure.
So in the East, we know Celtics, they're the one seed. They had like a historic game advantage over the two seed. I think it was the most since like the 70s. The Knicks ended up being the two seed. They beat the Bulls in overtime. The Bucks lost. They dropped to 3. The Cavs lost. They dropped to 4. Sixers ended with the 7 seed, Heat 8, Bulls were 9, and the Hawks were an absolute embarrassment. They went out there against the Pacers in the final game, gave up 157 points. My theory is they went out there for cardio because there was clearly no defense being played. So your matchups are as follows. The Bulls will play the Hawks. They'll host them on Wednesday after the Heat game. Sixers Heat as the 7-8 playing tournament game in Philadelphia. If Miami loses, they'll host the winner of the Bulls versus the Hawks. The Bucks get the Pacers. Remember all the drama between the Bucks and the Pacers? That's an exciting first-round series. And who knows, with Giannis, the Bucks look really bad. Stephen A. Smith is saying that they should trade Damian Lillard after they lose this first-round series because he doesn't see how they're going to beat the Pacers. And the Cavs will play the Magic, which is the least interesting first-round series maybe in the history of the NBA.
I can't even argue that. I think that's correct. The Cavs and the Magic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. I mean, Spider versus Banchero.
What channel are they putting that on?
FX.
And that game's been called by Tamron Hall.
In the West, the Thunder ended up as the one seed, youngest one seed in the history of the NBA by over 2 years. Pretty remarkable stuff from SGA.
That's where Josh Giddey plays?
Yes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Nuggets ended up as a 2 seed. The Wolves lost, so they get the 3 seed. They're going to face the Suns. That's a good first-round matchup there.
That is.
KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, your boy Hawk, they avoid the play-in tournament game by winning. So 3-6 is the Wolves-Suns. Clippers and Mavericks, that's a hell of a first-round series as well. Mavericks, hottest team in the NBA. Clippers, we'll see. Can they figure it out this year? The play-in tournament games. The Pelicans ended as a 7 seed. They'll host the Lakers. This is Tuesday. This is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then a rematch of last year's first-round series between the Warriors and the Kings. The Kings last year almost knocked off the Warriors. They ended up losing in 7. Warriors will be on the road in Sacramento in that first play-in tournament game.
Where's did you mention the Rockets? Are they in the playoffs?
No, Rockets were eliminated.
Did they make it?
Yeah, after losing to the Warriors.
You see what Boban did yesterday?
Amazing. Amazing.
So Boban goes to the free throw line. I don't know who they're playing, but they're the away team. If the away team, if somebody misses both free throws, everyone in the arena gets free chicken. Yeah, chicken sandwich, whatever. Boban misses the first free throw. Crowd starts going crazy because they're one miss away from free chicken. So he acknowledges them. He's like, oh, you want free chicken? You want clanks it for them. So they all get free chicken.
That's cool.
Boban's that dude.
Clippers, by the way. Clippers.
Yeah. It was the Clippers?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And they were up by like 30. It really didn't matter. He missed that free throw on purpose.
It was great.
Yeah. That's cool.
Maybe the Braves could have given us one yesterday. Ozuna, come on, strike out.
Listen, how about you don't send Max Meyer down to the minors? Maybe we can get a Whopper Jr. at some point, Marlins.
And we had Ozuna.
Yeah. We had Ozuna. That is correct.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, did he crank one? Oh, wow. Holy mackerel.
The Marlins do begin a 3-game set versus the Giants today. I guess Edward Cabrera will make his season debut on the mound today for the Fish. Jake Berger, by the way, going on a 10-day IL with an oblique injury. Second straight year that this oblique injury sparks up for him. Inter Miami did beat Sporting Kansas City 3-2 Saturday in front of 73,000 at Arrowhead. And it ended up being a phenomenal game. But nobody got more work in than Messi's bodyguard because of the amount of pitch invaders.
Like every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes there was somebody. It was almost like during Christmas when you go to New York at Rockefeller Center, every 10 minutes there's a scheduled proposal. This seemed just like that. Every 10 minutes, pitch invader. Go, go, go.
Patrick Mahomes was there.
Yeah. Saw
he
that.
Met with Messi. That was cool.
Two goats. And then the Hurricanes did have their spring game. I have some notes from that to recap it. I'll get to it a little bit later on. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Again, just an absolutely gorgeous day in South Florida. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today unruly, tomorrow crack.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
DrakePowder.com if you want to get the...
We're going to lock up, y'all.
The seasonings.
I got a couple left in me now. We got to lock up.
I got a couple left in me.
We got a Hawkman and Crowder Royal Rumble.
ProwderPowder.com. Bunch of people were buying Crowder Powder at Funky Buddha on Saturday.
Pretty cool to know the owners of a place.
Yeah. That was a nice little setup you had there, too.
It was the easiest promotional setup in the history of time because I said, hey, Ryan, can I bring some, you know, Crowder Powder stuff out? He said, hey, do whatever the F you want. I said, okay.
I asked Ryan there. I'm like, so how much you charging Crowder? He's making all this money on the Crowder Powder. What are you, what's your cut? He's like, huh? I'm like, you didn't negotiate any cut for yourself?
When I come back down to, because I got to go to, like, you know, I'm doing a coming show in Detroit for the draft.
Yeah.
And I got, like, I'm doing Gainesville, UMUF weekend and all that. So I got a couple little comedy things set up. When I come back down to South Florida, he was like, man, do it in the barrel room in the back. We have the weddings. And I was like, you know, what's the structure, the setup? It don't matter. Whatever you want to do, man, do it if you want. Like, this is
during
cool.
A wedding? During a wedding, you're going to set up a Crowder Powder table?
Yes. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm a friend of the bride. How you doing? 852, if you'd like to.
Will Manso tweets out, it's amazing. Marlins made the playoffs last season. Top three stories this year. One, Jazz hated the team for 3 years. Two, Schumacher is a lame duck manager. Three, their best starter is sent to the minors.
It's been a tough run early.
Not a great start for the Marlins season.
I have to get more on the Schumacher deal. Jazz was on my podcast talking about it. He was just like, you know, he didn't like the way they disrespect young players. But the Schumacher thing, I don't think we've got enough information about that yet.
From what I've understood, he was, first of all, he was Kim Eng's hire, and he was a big fan of hers and her style of baseball. The moment that she left the team, he asked them to take off that player, the team option for his final season, because he's looking for other gigs now, because he wanted to work for and with Kim Eng. And the moment she was gone, he's like, well, this isn't exactly what I signed up for. This is not where my family lives. I don't have, you know, roots in Miami. And if she's not going to be there, then I'm going to look elsewhere, which he obviously is after this season.
And I imagine he didn't love the way those proceedings went on behind the scenes either, because from everything we understand, it almost seems like the Marlins asked Kim Eng to take a demotion after her first season taking them to the postseason.
Yeah, he's got to be like, wait a second. We went to the postseason. Why are we going to juggle things now? Like, keep everything the way that it is. And let's re-sign Jorge Soler. And I'm imagining. And they're like, no, we're going to do this. And he's like, okay, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
You can, when you're around it, like, I tell stories about the Dolphins, like the Cam Cameron years. And when you know the sport, you kind of look around like, I don't know if I want to be a part of this. As a player, you're under contract. Like, you can, you know, hold out or whatever, ask for a trade. But, yeah, sports people know what sports is supposed to look like. And if it doesn't look that way, you get frustrated.
But speaking of the Marlins, they did win their first home game on Saturday. So yesterday, because the day after the Marlins home win, you can cash in your free Whopper Jr. if you have the Burger King app, which I have downloaded, haven't used it yet. Jimmy got his free Whopper Jr. How was the transaction, Jimmy? Was it difficult at all? How easy was it? Did you just get the Whopper Jr.?
Well, I got fries and I got a drink.
Just get the Whopper Jr. You got more.
Yeah, because I was hungry.
Right, so they got you. They got you for money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the transaction was very easy.
Went on the app, opened it up, hit the BK near your house, I'm guessing, and boom, boom, boom.
Went to the one in Miami Lakes, but yeah.
Miami Lakes, okay. And did you go through the drive-thru?
No, I ate inside the restaurant.
So you went in?
Yeah.
Dine in?
Yeah, dine in.
All right.
That's weird.
There was no way inside, so I was like, you know what?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, Jimmy. Don't let them.
Fast food? But it's called fast food. You're supposed to dine in.
I love the dining room at the fast food places.
Yeah. I love the smell of burnt grease.
I've told you before, at Taco Bell, the only way to eat Taco Bell is inside the dining room. It doesn't travel.
So you can share with the roaches?
Yeah, well, listen, it doesn't travel. I don't know what to tell you. If you bring Taco Bell home, you have taco soup.
No, it's like, especially if it's hard taco, what if it's soft tacos? It's like Chipotle or whatever. They're soft.
Nah, they don't package it right.
I'm with you on a hard taco.
The only way to eat Taco Bell is inside the dining room.
I'm not going in the dining room of a fast food place.
I have fished there several times by calling it the dining room, and nobody bit.
The dining room.
Nobody bit. But Solana decided to cash in on that free Whopper Jr. yesterday as well, but he didn't have as easy a go of it as Jimmy. So, Jimmy, you went on the app, you put in the order, you walked up to the counter, the order was ready?
Yeah, it was ready. Like, they just handed it to me.
All right. Solana, what happened? You downloaded the app, you go on, you're getting just the Whopper Jr., I'm guessing?
I was going to take BK at their word. Free Whopper Jr. And by the way, the process on the app was incredibly easy.
Super easy, because I did it. I told you. Then I tried to fool it by changing it to a Palm Beach County BK. But it was super easy. Like, it notates, free Whopper, Marlins win, you win.
Yeah, because you click like special offers, and then free Marlins, Whopper Jr., you click free, you click on it, and then it says, would you like to add anything else to your cart? I said, check out. Boom. Your Whopper Jr. be ready. Here's the pickup time. I clicked through the drive-thru, by the way. So you can choose, like, inside, pickup.
Inside or drive-thru. Right. And it says when you get to the drive-thru window, you just tell them I ordered on the app.
Correct.
And so you went where? To a Burger King near your house?
Yeah, Burger King in Kendall. I don't want to specify which one because, listen, fast food employees, like, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. It's a hard enough job as it is. But let's just say things didn't go to plan as they should have.
You go to this Burger King ever?
When I used to eat Burger King a lot in my college days.
This was the spot?
This was my BK, 100%. Okay. Yeah, this was my BK. So, pull up to the drive-thru. First of all, some lady, me and her are coming from opposite directions to get into the drive-thru. And, like, you could tell she wasn't going to stop. Fine. I had the right of way. She had a stop sign. Whatever. Yeah. I'm picking up one sandwich. Go ahead.
Listen, if you're in a rush to get the Burger King, okay. I got it. Yeah, things are going on.
All right, Toyota Corolla. Go ahead. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
So she orders. There's about three cars in front of me. I pull up to the order window or whatever, the machine, and they say, hi, welcome to Burger King. What would you like? I said, hi, I'm picking up an order. Okay, what's your name? I said, Alejandro. Okay, just go to the second window, and it will be ready. I said, perfect, thank you. But now you have to pass that first window anyways.
Sure.
So about 5 minutes, pull up to the first window. I don't put my window down, though, because, hey, I'm following directions here, second window.
Right. There's no transaction to be made. You've already – there is no – you're not paying. The Marlins are taking care of it.
Correct.
It's on Max Meyer.
The employee, though, opens up the window to go through a transaction. So now I put my window down. He says, hey. I said, hi. Yeah, I'm just picking up an order. And he's like, all right, what's your name again? I said, Alejandro. He says, all right, yeah, just second window. I said, okay, thank you. I put up my window.
Already it seems like there might be a lack of communication at this Burger King.
This is when I start to feel a little uneasy about this whole situation. So now
they know now you're free Whopper Jr. guy from the Marlins.
But are they looking at a screen and when you tell them your name, or are they just looking, smiling at you?
I don't know. This is where the confusing stuff happens, because now he's asked me for my name twice, but he's never confirmed what my order is. Mm. And he's just like, oh, okay. So he didn't look at the screen. He's like, oh, okay, you're picking up second window. I said, okay, I'm just following instructions here. Whatever you tell me to do, man. So another 5 minutes later, remember, there's three cars in front of me. They get their food. I now pull up to the second window. Nobody ever approaches that second window, though. I see the person who's packaging all the food together. You know, the drive-through employee, they're packaging all the food, and they're waiting and waiting, and I'm there about 9-10 minutes.
9 minutes. Solana's texting us, by the way, as this is going on, because he knows something's going down.
There's about, I start seeing all the cars pile up behind me. So 9-10 minutes, nobody's approached the window yet. And I'm, you know, now I'm kind of looking in and I'm trying to make eye contact with the person. But
and maybe you could just drive away because it's a free Whopper Jr. that you don't even really want.
Trust me, I thought about this several times. I'm like, all right, enough with this. But I'm committed, truthfully, for a picture and for this conversation and for the bit. Mm. All right, let's be 100% honest. This was all for the bit. So now I'm kind of sitting there, a couple more minutes pass, and now people—
You can't honk.
No.
You can't honk.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
Not for a
no.
free Whopper Jr., and that's all you're ordering?
You open that door, knock on the window. You've never
knocked
on the window? Yes.
You knock on their window.
Knock on the drive-thru window. You can see them in there walking around.
All right. Hopefully we'll be able to identify your body in the morning.
13 minutes have passed. I'm clocking this. Now I'm texting you guys while this is happening. 13 minutes have passed. Nobody's come up to the window. Finally, the guy who met me at the first window comes to the second window. He opens it up and he says, it'll just take one more second. I said, okay, no problem. 5 more minutes pass. Now people behind
me. I would have just blurted out, Alejandro.
Bro, think about this. 17 minutes now. 17 minutes.
The people behind you are crazed.
Somebody starts honking. And then another car starts honking. And I have my window rolled up because I can only imagine somebody's behind there saying, hey, what the hell's going on here?
All right, you've ordered for a birthday party. You got all cutesy.
Right.
One of the burgers is plain.
Right.
One has double mustard.
Finally, the person, I see them. They stuff some stuff into a bag, and I saw Hershey pie get put in the bag. I'm like, oh, no, this isn't even my order. So the lady walks up to the window. She says, hi, bacon burger with a large fry, a Coke, and a Hershey pie. I said, no, no, that's not me. I got one thing only. She says, oh, what'd you get? I said, I'm picking up for Alejandro. I got one Whopper Jr. only. She goes, one Whopper Jr.? I said, yeah, that's it. She's like, oh, okay, 1 second. So she throws the window closed. She runs back over. And now I see her communicating with the guy who I met at the first window. And I vividly see the girl put up one hand and go, one sandwich? Like, they're frustrated that I got one Whopper Jr. They're annoyed by me. But here's what gets weird. Now that my window's down, the guy behind me takes the opportunity. He got out of his car. He got out. And he walks over. He's like, bro, Kendall guy. You know, I'm in the middle. I'm in the heart of Kendall. Kendall guy. Bro, just pull up. Go inside. And I weaselly just said, I only ordered one sandwich. And I put my window up as quickly as possible. So he walks
you
back
made
to
several
his car.
Several mistakes in that entire transaction. The biggest being, hey, did you have the bacon burger, the Hershey pie, and whatever? Yes, I did. My name was Perry. All right, I'll see you next time,
bro.
I mean, you could have gotten out of there with a whole family meal.
Yeah, date night with Steve Carell, the triple horns, triple horns. We're the triple horns.
So now I'm sitting there. I'm sweating. I'm hearing the honking of multiple cars behind me. Finally, 5 minutes more. So this has been a 27-minute ordeal for one Whopper Jr. The lady I see her throw it in the bag here. And I grab it. I say, thank you. She's closed the window before she can even hear the thank you. And I ride off into the sunset with my Whopper Jr.
You should have given her a Go Marlins. You'd say, hey, thank you, Go Marlins. You know, like she's in on the bit, you know?
Yeah.
Solana, you ate it?
Yeah, I cut it right in half right when I got home, as I always do with a Whopper Jr. And
how big is a Whopper Jr.? Is it really small?
It fits in the palm of your hand. And when I say palm, no fingers are being touched by the Whopper Jr. It fits right in the palm of your hand. Two bites.
Like a little kid burger.
Two bites.
Solana, did you tell him hold the spit?
I mean,
because what?
Yeah.
That was my plan, you know, when I said I was thinking of going, but it was 14 minutes each way. It was like, I was like, do I really want to do the drive-thru? Because I've never done this where you order something on the app and then you go to the drive-thru and tell them more. It just felt like a disaster in the making. So I was like, I'll put, you know, pickup. But then I was like, do I really want to walk into Burger King? Who knows what's going on
in
there?
In the dining room, Hawk, the dining room.
For the $3 Whopper Jr. I don't know. I got cold feet yesterday.
Boy. You had a little extra on that burger.
Let's go Marlins tonight. Let's go. I'll be down there at Sawgrass. That will be right by that Amerant Bank Arena. Oh, I can taste that Whopper Jr. right now.
That bottom bum was in somebody's sock.
With extra spit.
Hold the spit. I've said that before.
Yeah. Hold the spit.
Man, somebody was driving, and they went to snapping on the lady about the money or something, and I looked at them, said, bro, you know they have our food back there. Ma'am, hold the spit on mine. Mine is a chicken sandwich. Hold the spit. Oh, Jack. I've seen Twitter videos.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. Crowder's got a big event coming up this weekend. Yes. We're coming out. Lori and I are coming out to Delaware Chicken Farm to see you cook.
Awesome, man. Come on out Saturday. We'll have a good time. 11 to 3, Crowder Powder is in Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and we're having a lunch party right out there at Delaware. Y'all come hang with us. Hawk's going to be there. Solana, you coming?
Yes, I'll be there, Crowder.
There we go. Jimmy, everybody's coming. We'll have a big party. Come on out. It's 11 to 3. I'm going to be cooking with Crowder Powder, and the Crowder Powder is the best seasoning, but the best meat, the biggest selection, the freshest meat, the freshest seafood in the world is at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, poultry, duck, turkey, they have lobster, they have shrimp, they have alligator, they have venison, they have so much delicious food. They have sides. The sides are made in-house and daily and delicious. The smoked fish dip is a meal in itself. The buffalo chicken dip's off the chain. Y'all go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. All I just said is a small portion of what they have. I have been going to Delaware for 20 years, and I'm telling you, it is the best. Y'all, come on out Saturday. And when you get there one time, I'm telling you, you're going to go for the rest of your life like I have been since 2005 when I got drafted. Delaware, you can call them in advance. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. They will have your order packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside deliveries available. All they want to do is what they've been doing since 1951, and that's get delicious food back to all your parties, your tailgates, your watch parties, family dinners, romantic dinners, weddings. If you're eating food, get it from Delaware, and it's going to be better. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. Y'all, come on down there this Saturday, April 20th. 11 to 3. We're going to be hanging out. Y'all get down to Delaware. When you get there, tell them Crowder sent you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.